Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph, the Torah tells us, Veheshivet HaGezela, Asher Gazal, a person should return the stolen property that he stole. We're learning from here that if a thief stole something, he has to return it back to the owner. These extra words, Asher Gazal, that he stole, seem to be superfluous. It should just be Veheshivet HaGezela, return the stolen object. There's no need to throw in Asher Gazal, that he stole. So we learn out from here that if the object that the thief stole changed, then he keeps it. He wouldn't have to return it. He has to return monetary value instead. So it has to be specifically the stolen item that he has. It has to still be in his possession, unchanged, in order for him to return it without having to pay. We learn in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaGozel Etzim Ve'asa'an Kelim. If somebody stole pieces of wood and he fashioned them in to a utensil. Semir ve'asa'an begadim. If he stole pieces of wool and he turned it into a garment. So in this situation, we say he does not have to return the wooden utensil. He does not have to return the garment. Rather, meshalem kish'at ha-gezela. He has to pay according to what the wood or the wool was at the time that he stole it. Since in this situation, the wood that he stole or the wool that he took has changed into something else. He acquires that item that it changed into, and he now has a debt. He owes money to the person that he stole from. He has to pay him that value. Here we're talking about a situation where the item that he stole and then changed can't be reversed. He stole pieces of wood and he carved it, for example, into something else. You can't uncarve something. Once it's carved, it's over. Same thing when it comes to the wool over here. The wool here was fashioned into something. It was fashioned into something, and therefore it can't change back to what it was previously. Ah, but if the change is reversible, let's say he took wood and he didn't fashion it into a utensil, but he attached different pieces of wood to each other in order to make a plank. In that situation, he could just undo the wood and give it back. That wouldn't be considered to be a change that was unreversible, because it is reversible. Therefore, he would give the item back in that situation. Gazal para mi'uberet v'yaleda. If he stole a pregnant cow and then it gave birth, rachel te'una ugzaza, or he had a lamb that had all wool on it and he sheared off the wood. In this situation, we say the calf that was born or the wool that was sheared would not have to be returned back because it changed from how he received it. So we say, Meshalem deme para ha'omedet leled. What he has to do is he has to pay the value of a cow that was ready to give birth, deme rachel ha'omedet ligazez, or the value of a lamb that was ready to be shorn. In other words, what we do is we return the cow to the original owner, we return the lamb to the original owner, and then we assess how much that lamb lost its value because it was sheared. How much did that cow lose in its value because it gave birth? And we add on, the thief has to pay in monetary terms. He has to add cash to the payment backwards, because we say he doesn't have to actually return the baby that was born, because he received it as a fetus when he stole it. So therefore it changed into a child, a baby now, and therefore he doesn't have to return it. Same thing when it comes to the shearings. He stole a lamb that had shearings, that had a wool on it. He sheared it off. So now it changed in a big way. So therefore, he would not have to return that. He just has to return the actual monetary value of the detached wool. Gazal para v'nitabera etlo v'yaleda. Let's say somebody stole a cow, and that cow became pregnant while it was with him, with the thief, and then it gave birth. Rachel v'nitana etlo ugzazan. Or let's say he stole a lamb, and that lamb, while it was by him, it grew a lot of wool, and then he sheared it. Meshalem kish'at ha-gezela. He has to pay back what it was worth at the time of the robbery. So he stole a cow and he stole a lamb on its own. Those didn't change. So he would have to return back the cow or the lamb. But when it comes to the baby calf that was born or the wool that came from that animal, he would not have to, because they both came into existence after the robbery. Zakelah, this is the general rule. Kol ha-gazlanim mishalemin kish'at ha-gezela. All of the robbers pay what the stolen property was worth at the time of the robbery. If there was tremendous change and that change is undoable, then it gets paid in money. If there wasn't tremendous change or the actual item was there itself, that item is returned back to the original owner by the thief.